As a plan to sell Toledo Bend water to Texas is shut down, Hornbeck Republican lawmaker Rodney Schamberhorn says he'll be filing a bill that would block any future water sale. He says if Louisiana gives Texas water from Toledo Bend, people who paid a premium for property along the lakefront would lose.
If a drought comes and you have a contract that you have to provide water and some way or another that contract will not let you shut it off for any reason, you could have a mud hole instead of a beautiful lake.
Crawfish season's right around the corner, and LSU Ag Center Crawfish Extension agent Todd Fontenot says early hot boiled crawfish is already available.
We didn't have any real cold weather yet, so nothing to really set back the crawfish from growing. So there are a few producers who are harvesting crawfish as you go further south in our growing regions.
He says the supply will be more plentiful in January and February as long as we don't see long periods of below freezing temperatures. If Tulane beats Ole Miss on December 20th, they'll play in the All-State Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day. Sugar Bowl CEO Jeff Hundley says while it would be cool for the Green Wave to play in the Sugar Bowl in the stadium they called home from 1975 to 2013, he's not picking sides.
We always want the best game possible. That's been the slogan that the organization has had for decades now, and I think it'll work itself out to where we do have the best game possible.
Ole Miss beat Tulane by 5 touchdowns on September 20th. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.